Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and we're thanking the Lord for another day that He's given us. It's a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. Now, we're getting ready to go back into the Word of the Lord. We're doing a study on end time prophecy, particularly the book of Revelation. Amen. And we're in Revelation chapter 10. So I'm inviting you to get your Bibles and join us as we go into the Word of the Lord this morning. Before we go further, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for, God, this opportunity. And Lord, I just want to thank you for prayer. Thank you for how you're moving and how you're ministering, God, and just for being God and giving us another day to see God and be alive and to continue to do the work of the Lord. Father, as we go into this word, we ask that you anoint your word, anoint every listener, Father God, and minister by your power and by your spirit. We're thanking you, we're giving you praise, we're giving you glory. God, we're giving you honor for all things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, praise the Lord. As I said, we are doing a study on the book of Revelation. Amen. And we left off on our last broadcast talking in the book of, we're in the book of, let's see, chapter 10. Amen. And we're seeing here in chapter 10, it begins with an angel coming down from heaven in verse 1. Clothed with a cloud and a rainbow was upon his head. His face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And we're seeing here a description of Jesus. The Bible says that he's going to put one foot on the sea, one foot on the earth. That's a huge angel. And he's given John a book to eat it. He told him to eat this book, and he told him when he ate it, he said it was going to be sweet in his mouth, but bitter when it hit his stomach. And true enough, when he ate it in verse 10, the Bible says he took the book and he ate it, and true enough, it was sweet. Amen. It was sweet in his mouth, but as soon as it hit his belly, it turned bitter. But God gave him a word to speak the word, to prophesy, that he would prophesy. Amen. Before many people, before nations, tongues, and kings. What a mighty word. Glory to God that God had given him. Now, I just want to take and read just a couple scriptures here. We want to go over to Jeremiah chapter 15. Amen. And read verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 15. Amen. Give me a minute here to get here. Chapter 15, verse 16. It says this. First of all, let's go back one scripture to verse 15. It says, O Lord, knowest thou, remember me, and visit me, and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. We know this is Jeremiah speaking. The words were found, he said, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Now we know that Jeremiah went through a lot of persecution, rejection, and all because of the word of the Lord that he would have to give. I mean, it was one word after another, was one message after another to Israel to repent, to get right, or whatever it was. Amen. And the people got to where they did not want to hear him. So he came under fire time and time again because of having to proclaim the word of the Lord. But beloved, sometimes we will come under fire because of our stand for Christ, because of the gospel because of the word, because of preaching the gospel. Amen. But you know what? We have to set our face as a flint no matter what and proclaim the word of the Lord. We, as we said, I believe on the last broadcast, when we preach the word, we have to preach it in season, out of season. Amen. That means preach it when you're in, when you're out, when things are going well, when things are not going well. We have to preach and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I like the scripture where he says, thy words were found. God will always give you his word, beloved. No matter what, we must stand on the word of the Lord. Because the word, heaven and earth will pass away. But listen, the word of God will abide and remain and live forever. Amen. When it's all said and done, the word of God will stand. Amen. Stand true to the test. So even in our darkest hour, in our hour where we feel lonely, we feel like nobody's there, that it's just us. Amen. God is with you. Know that you're not alone. You're not by yourself because God is right there with you. Amen. And so we must stand. Amen. And allow that word to take place and go down in our heart. Amen. It is a joyful thing. Glory to God. Now, going back to Revelation chapter 10, I think I need to read one more scripture. Let me get to it here. Okay, Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 8. Let's go there. Okay, Ezekiel 2. Amen. Verse 8. Glory to God. Give me a minute here. Okay, and it says, but thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. Glory to God. And one more scripture. Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 1 says, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll and go speak unto the house of Israel. This is a very good picture. Let me read verse 2. He says, so I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat that roll. Verse 3 says, and he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat and fill thy bowels with this, amen, with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. Now listen, both Ezekiel and Jeremiah both were prophets of God. Amen. And they spent time with God. Beloved, in order to give a right now word, we got to spend time with the Lord. We've got to make time every day, not just to preach the word, but, amen, in addition, or more importantly, your relationship with God, but particularly preachers, prophets, amen. I'm going to speak to you for a moment. You've got to get in God's face. There is things that God wants to share with the body, with the people, with the nations. Amen. And in order for us to get in there and know what God is saying, we've got to get before him. Amen. And God is telling Ezekiel, amen, you got to eat this roll. You got to eat this book. Glory to God. I didn't read the verse in verse 10 of chapter 2, but it says, and he spread it before me, and it was written within and without, and there were written therein lamentations and mourning and woe. So what we see here is that this word that he had to end up eating, it wasn't a good thing. It wasn't all a good word. Amen. There were lamentations and that grievous things, things that caused mourning and woes. We know what a woe is. Amen. That's what we're studying right now, about the woes, about the judgments of God. Amen. And so these men had a hard task to complete. They had a difficult task to complete, but they completed it. Amen. God shored them up. Amen. Both of these brothers, Jeremiah and Ezekiel, both prophesied to Israel. They were, when they were in captivity, amen, they prophesied to the people of God, amen, to repent, to come out. Amen. And Ezekiel, if you read the book of Ezekiel, Some of it is so tough, some of this word. Amen. But guess what? This is the type of word that God is going to bring back in the nation and the earth, because we need to hear what the Lord is saying. We need to hear not a tickle me fancy, not a flesh word, but a God word. Come on now. Because the word will find us out. Amen. But the word will bring us out. Believe me, beloved. The word will find you out. Glory to God. It'll find you out. Glory to God. But the word will also bring you out if you allow it. Amen. You may not like what you're hearing. Glory to God. But when you, amen, take that word and say, God, I don't like this, but I know this is me. I see myself here, because the word of God is like a mirror. Amen. It'll show us who we are. It'll show us where we are. It'll show us where we're coming short. Amen. It'll encourage us. It'll build us up. Glory to God. Everything we need, beloved, believe me, is in the word of God. So as we get in God's word, amen, and we allow the word to get in us, we get in God and we allow God to get in us. Amen. Like we're connected to the vine. Amen. We're the branches. He's the vine. So that means our substance is flowing, amen, from the vine. It's flowing right from Jesus. But if we're cut off and we don't, amen, get in there and get what we need, amen, one day we may be up, the next day we may be down. We may be in one day and out the other. Why? Because we're inconsistent. And God wants us to be consistent. And John, amen, he was consistent with his relationship with God. Amen. That's why God could trust him, amen, to write the things that he saw. He trusted Ezekiel. He trusted, amen, Jeremiah and other prophets. Amen. Why? Because they were dedicated to God. They were fully committed, amen, to Christ. They were fully committed to God. They had a real relationship with the Lord. Glory to God. And this is what God is looking for in this hour, people. Amen. That will, amen, cry loud, spare not, glory to God, that will set their face again as a flint. I'm repeating it, glory to God, because this is a time when God is, first of all, he's cleaning us up, getting us in a place to where we can go forth and do the work of God, amen, pure, holy, clean, righteous, amen, without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. And stop saying, beloved, you can't do it. Stop saying it's, you know, I'm all human and God know I'm going to make mistakes and I'm sinning here and I'm doing this. When you find yourself in sin, get out of it. Repent of it. And keep an eye out, amen, on your surroundings. Know them that labor among you, beloved. Glory be to God. Take the word of God. Amen. Allow it to go down in. Amen. It may be sweet at first, but it might turn a little bitter. Glory to God. But that's all right. Let it stick to your ribs. Come on now. The word of God needs to stick, oh my God, to our ribs. Amen. Because this is how we're going to make it through this hour, through this time. Amen. We are in perilous times. Glory to God. We're not in the end time tribulation yet, but we're in perilous times. The Bible said that in these that perilous times will come, troublesome times will come, hard times will come, difficult times will come. But guess what? God's going to see us through every bit of it. Amen. He is a faithful God, and we're thanking God for that. Amen. Now, you're listening today, amen, to Set Free Live, amen, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries, amen. We're thanking the Lord for this word today. Now, listen, I want to take a few moments. If anyone has a prayer request, I want to just stop. I just feel led to pray. If you have a prayer request, amen, we want to open up the lines. And amen, if you may have something on your heart you just need prayer about, we want to pray with you. Amen. The number to call in is 718-664-9578. Amen. Now, this is just for prayer requests. Amen. Amen. Or even a short praise report. Amen. This word is a rich word today, and we thank God for it. But if you have a prayer request, amen, the lines are open. We are live. We want you to call in so we can just pray. Amen. And minister. Amen. As the Holy Ghost would direct. Amen. That's 718-664-9578. Amen. Now, going back to Revelation, we're going to pick up in Revelation chapter 11. Amen. And read a few verses here. Praise the Lord. Now, Revelation chapter 11, verse 1 says this, "And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. Now we see here a picture again of the temple of God. Now he had to take a reed. This reed was about 12.5 inches long, or feet long. And it was like a rod or a scepter. Mm-hmm. Now basically this is a scene indicating measuring for the destruction and not for building up. See, this is a time, beloved, this will be a time of judgment, a time of wrath, a time of God outpouring wrath on the earth because of sin. Amen. But John is seeing this vision of the inner temple, and he's telling him what to do. Now, the temple here is the one that will be rebuilt by the Jews before the tribulation. And right now, the Jewish people do not have a physical temple. It's not built. Matter of fact, where the temple used to be, there's a temple, another temple on there right now, and I'm not even going to go there. Amen. But we do know that their temple will be rebuilt, and it will be rebuilt before the tribulation. So, beloved, you want to know what's going on prophetically? Look at Israel. The Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Israel. I mean, look at Israel. Look at what's going on. You can see prophetically the things that's going on. We are soon Jesus is soon to come. He's soon to come. Amen. He could come today. He could come tomorrow. He could come next week. He could come next year, but he's coming. Look at Israel. Look and see what's going on. Amen. So their temple will be rebuilt. Okay. Both testaments are clear, old and new, that there is to be such a temple where sacrifices will be offered for at least 3.5 years. And the reason why that's going to take place is because they're still looking for their Messiah. To them, he hasn't come yet. We know he has. But to them, he hasn't come yet. So they're still looking for their Messiah to come. So they're going to reestablish the sacrifices and all the things that they did in the Old Testament. Amen. They're going to reestablish that. And that's going to go on for about 3.5 years. Now, it says here, then it will be made desolate for 3.5 years and will be polluted by the Antichrist and the Gentiles. And what's going to take place is before Jesus comes back, and we're going to read down further, Antichrist is going to enter in at one point, and he's going to demand to be worshipped. He's going to demand, amen, them to worship him. And at that point, they're going to realize this is not Jesus. Amen. This is not our God. Glory to God. But this will take place before, amen, the physical, literal coming of the Lord. Now, verse 3 says, and I will give power unto my 2 witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. That's 3.5 years, basically. These are the 2 olive trees. And the 2 candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. So in other words, while the 2 witnesses are here, they're going to literally be here during the tribulation period for a period of time. Amen. And people are going to try to kill them, won't be able to kill them because they have a specific task to complete during that time. Amen. Now, there's I'm not going to get into who they are right now. I'm going to go into that a little bit later, but not going to, or who we think they are, who the 2 witnesses will be. Amen. The Bible is pretty plain on who they are. Amen. But I'm not going to spend the time right today to tell you that. We're going to do that on our next session. Amen. Okay. Now, verse 6 says, these have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Now, this is some authority. that they'll have. Amen. They'll walk in the authority of God. Amen. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. Listen, verse 8 says this, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Actually, this will be Jerusalem, is where they will lie for 3 days. Now, these witnesses, they'll have authority and a power from God to witness and to do miracles and all of these things, glory to God, until the time that it's time for them to die and the Antichrist is going to strike them. They're going to die. Amen. Their bodies is going to lie in state, if you will, for 3 days in the street. Glory be to God. What a way to lie in state. My God. And they, verse 9, and they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. Now, how in the world do you think people will see them? Amen. Well, we already have technology that'll prove how they'll be seen. We have satellites. Amen. We have computer. We have internet. Glory to God. So there's all kind of ways that, amen, people will see them one way or another. Everyone's going to see. They're going to see right where they are. They're going to see them lying there. Amen. All over the world. My God. Now, verse 10, and they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts one to another because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. What hatred the people at this time will have to make merry and rejoice over two people that have been killed and that are lying in the streets dead. This gives us a picture, beloved, of the state of man's heart and the condition of man's heart during that time. Already the love of many have waxed cold. Glory to God. You can look and see with all the killings and all the things that's going on, amen, how the love of many have waxed cold. Glory to God. The Bible says that in the last days that will happen, and it has happened and is happening. We're seeing so much violence, and amen, we spoke on the other day of how, amen, a gunman went into a church and began to shoot people and kill and all these different things that's going on, just murders after murders after murders. Amen, just so prevalent. Amen, every day almost, you can pick up your newspaper, turn on the television, somebody's gotten killed, somebody's gotten stabbed. Amen, some tragic thing has happened because of violence and all these things. Amen, so you can imagine the evil at this point. Amen. And to think the triumph of evil because these two prophets will be silenced. Amen. But we're going to see some things with this. Now listen. Verse 11. After 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. Now this is a resurrection that'll take place after 3 days. Glory to God. The Spirit of God will enter into them. Amen. They're going to stand up on their feet. Amen. And cause fear, amen, to fall on the men on the earth at that time. Verse 12. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Now, isn't this like God, the glory of God? Amen. The enemy won't be able to even hold them, glory to God, because God is going to resurrect them after 3 days. Amen. Three days and a half. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord, amen, is going to touch them. They're going on up into heaven. Now, verse 13 says this, and the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven, my God. Verse 14, the second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. So listen, beloved, we see here from chapter 9 all the way through chapter 11, we have a lot of things that have transpired. Amen. We have the, if you go back quickly to chapter 9, we see the star that fell from heaven. We see, amen, the angel was given a key to go to the bottomless pit that loosed the locusts to come on the earth to torment men. They had scorpions. They had the power of scorpions. They went forth and they did damage on the earth. They tormented men for 5 months. They couldn't die. And then we come down to the demon locusts that were loosed from the abyss. They came and they actually killed a third part of men. Amen. And that was death, just death, because, again, because of sin, because of not repenting. Glory to God. You come down to chapter 10, and we see the mighty angel coming, put his feet on one, on the sea and on the earth. Amen. Gave John a book, glory to God, and told him to eat it. I mean, just, if you just look at these three chapters and see how much is going on right here, this is power. Amen. This is God in action. Glory to God. Beloved, I want to tell you this. Amen. The will of the Lord will be done in the earth. Amen. Sometimes God steps back and allow things to happen, and we wonder why. He's a sovereign God. His will has to be accomplished. His will be accomplished even through the tribulation period. Amen. So I'm admonishing you, beloved. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, to repent of your sins, ask him to come into your heart. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to cleanse you. Amen. Make a commitment that you're going to serve him the rest of your days. You don't have to go through this part. Amen. You can miss this. Amen. When the rapture comes, you can go and be with the Lord. You don't have to go through this time. Amen. This will be a terrible time. Glory to God. And not many people will make it. Beloved, I see my time is just about gone for the day. I pray that this word has been a blessing. Now, we want you to continue listening. We'll be back again. Amen. If the Lord says the same on Saturday, amen. Continue to pray. Continue to look up, beloved. Know that God loves you. Amen. We love you. Be blessed in Jesus' name.